This is the KVNF Regional Newscast for Wednesday, February 17th. I'm Gavin Dahl. Colorado is one of three states selected to participate in a program offering all school staff a two-month supply of rapid COVID tests in a partnership between the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, Abbott Laboratories, and Amazon. The Montrose Press reports the state health department began mailing kits to local teachers and school staff over the weekend, and educators now have the ability to access free 20-minute telemedicine visits in which they self-test using a non-invasive nasal swab every 5 days or if symptoms develop. This voluntary program will be funded by the state for the next 2 months and can allow school operations to continue by mitigating COVID on campuses. The federal government is sending 1 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine directly to pharmacies across the country. City Market and Safeway in Delta have already been providing COVID-19 vaccinations. The Delta County Independent reports that as of Monday, Delta County reported a total of 2,424 positive cases with 38 active and 2,329 recovered. Two individuals are listed as hospitalized in the county, and there have been 57 deaths. The one-week case rate was just over 99 individuals per 100,000 residents, with a one-week positivity percentage of 3.57%, a significant decrease from December. The Centers for Disease Control says proper ventilation in indoor settings can cut down the spread of COVID-19, but how can you tell whether somewhere is in fact well-ventilated? Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
Jose Luis Jimenez is an aerosol expert at the University of Colorado Boulder. He says ideally a device would exist that would start beeping when COVID-19 particles are in the air. He says we're not there yet. But in the meantime, there's this.
One thing that we have found that's practical, that can be done with limited cost and that is very useful, is to measure CO2.
CO2, also known as carbon dioxide. It's what you breathe out when you exhale. So knowing how much CO2 is in a space can give us a sense for how much air we're inhaling from other people's respiratory systems. For around $100 a pop at the low end, a carbon dioxide monitoring device can indicate how well the air is being ventilated. Jimenez says this is already common practice in places like Taiwan and South Korea. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
Colorado lawmakers are considering a $1 billion stimulus proposal to help the state recover from the coronavirus pandemic. KVNF Capital Coverage reporter Scott Franz has more on some of the initial bills up for debate.
One, sponsored by Democrats on the Western Slope, would give low-income residents up to $600 a year for high-speed internet. It also aims to cut the review period for broadband expansions in half. Last fall, the state estimated 65,000 students didn't have internet at home. Another proposal would spend $2 million to distribute diapers to families who cannot afford them. While the early days of the session will be dominated by coronavirus relief proposals, lawmakers are also expecting to debate a potential fee at the gas pump, gun storage laws, and a public health insurance option. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
On Monday, KVNF reported that the town of Paonia has mailed out notices to residents about lead exceeding permitted levels at a handful of specific sample sites. The results of the tests do not reflect a system-wide contamination problem. Paonia's water system serves about 1,600 water lines, connecting nearly 3,000 people total. Since the letters went out, Paonia town officials have been responding to a lot of confusion from residents as misinformation is spreading online. KVNF set out to learn more about this. Here's what we know. Twice a year, according to state health guidelines, Paonia's public works staff take water samples from 20 homes and businesses. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment determines how frequently lead and copper tests have to be conducted based on the population served. Typically, these samples are pulled inside the house, say from the kitchen faucet, during the first use of the day and sent to a lab.
In June, we pulled in June 2020, and it was a cross-section of inside and outside. So there were outside ones also, and we had zero come back. In December, we pulled all outside only, and we had six come back. Now in June, outside faucets are being used because people are watering. In December, they're not.
That's Paonia Town Administrator Corinne Ferguson, who spoke to KVNF on Tuesday afternoon. She's explaining that the water testing collection was changed due to the pandemic. The town asserts that the cause of six samples testing positive for lead contamination is that standing water from outside pipes was tested this past December.
The situation that happened was that we've sampled in a way that's outside the standard sampling parameters, and we believe that is why we now have multiple specific individual locations that have exceeded the parameters allowed for lead contaminants within their water.
Only the 6 specific sites with lead levels that exceed state guidelines need to take action. It isn't feasible for the town to test all water users. However, if other property owners want to double-check their own water, the town has some suggestions. Again, Corinne Ferguson.
So the information that we've collected from CDPHE, which is the state health department, regarding options for testing your water for lead contaminants and other contaminants are, there's a few things you can do. If you don't want to go to the level of testing, you can simply allow your first use water to run for 30 seconds to a minute prior to collection, or you can purchase over-the-counter or available at hardware stores, Home Depot, Lowe's, also available on purchase for purchase online through Amazon for as little as $9.99 home lead testing kits. Or you can go to the town website or the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment's website to find direct links to sample locations where you can order a bottle and have your water tested at different labs. Those can become expensive, but it is an option for anyone who is interested.
To be clear, the town is not recommending that all residents need to test for lead. There's no evidence of a system-wide contamination, but Ferguson says the town isn't downplaying how important this issue is.
You know, we are working directly with an engineering firm to identify any other source of lead that could be in our system that we can address, making sure that we have the best treatment methods to resolve any water problem if there is one. We're not saying that there is one, but we're taking additional steps to confirm that there isn't one. We've already ordered the kits and we're resampling for all of those locations and including additional locations to confirm that there isn't an actual lead contamination issue.
In the meantime, based on concerns about the change to the way samples were gathered and continuing to engage in ongoing conversations with CDPHE officials, the town is preparing to retest water samples for lead months ahead of the next deadline. Peonia hopes to establish that this is not an ongoing widespread problem.
The next step is that we retest. And as long as those tests come back and we're not exceeding, you know, the numbers again, then everything is fine and we'll continue with our biannually sampling. And there's no concern. If we have our samples come back again and we're exceeding, then, of course, there are other steps we'll have to start taking to address the situation on a broader scope.
And do you have a sense of the timeline for the retest and the results?
We ordered the bottles. It usually takes about 7 to 10 business days for them to come because they come from the lab. Once they get here, we'll spend 3 days or so pulling all of the samples, and then we send them off to the lab. The samples will be pulled and off to the lab. We have until June. CDPHE gives us until June because we have until the end of the next quarter to clear the deficiency, but we're not waiting until June.
That was Peonia Town Administrator Corinne Ferguson speaking with KVNF News. We'll continue to follow the story. That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Special thanks to reporter Kate Redman, and thank you for supporting local independent public media.